My name's Ellie, or Miss Ellie, as my first graders call me, and this is Confessions of a New Teacher, a place where I hope you can go to laugh, cry, and feel like you have someone to relate to. This podcast is just confessions about all the teaching topics and tricks no one ever told me about, but I'm here to tell you about. Being a new teacher is confusing and scary, but we're all in this together. So today's topic is one I was kind of contemplating making it all, the topic of finding your why as a teacher. Knowing why you're a teacher is seen on every podcast, magazine, every teaching self-help book. You know, when teaching gets tough, people tell you, rely on your why, rely on your why. That'll help the burnout. When you get interviewed for anything, a job, a position at your school, they ask, what's your why? I think as people, we all have this like underlying desire to feel like we're contributing something meaningful. But sometimes as a teacher, it doesn't feel like that every day. You know, you have a lot of losses with your students in the school before you have a lot of wins. What helps is to reflect on the immense value of your job and how that fits into the bigger picture. Having this feeling of greater purpose can sustain us, inspire us, but also kind of motivate us when we need that extra push when we come across super tough situations or start to feel a little burnout. You know, you'll feel a lot better teaching when you know what you're doing has a reason and it's not just money, a sense of meaning. Knowing what you're doing is helping other people in a positive way. Now, what no one really talks about is what is my why, right? And that kind of sounds bad coming from a teacher, like, oh, you don't know your why? Well, that must mean you're not a good teacher. False. I'm here to help you find your why. So what is it? What's a why and why is everyone talking about it? Your why is essentially just why are you teaching, right? We don't go into teaching for the money and we sure as hell don't go into it because we have summers off. If anyone knows an actual teacher, you know they work more like 15-hour days compared to the 8-hour days that people think we work. So what? What is it about teaching that got you to go do it? Was it the kids, the environment, education, learning? This is something I truly think you have to just kind of learn by doing. Interacting with kids, getting to know them, these situations will essentially put you into a space to realize why you love it. Now, for me, it kind of went like this. I started teaching with my why as I love kids. I love their innocence, their egocentric personalities. I love that they love unconditionally and they're like sponges. I could teach them and they could learn. I love that. I love having the power and the ability to help someone else grow. But honestly, after student teaching, I think I came across my real why. And it wasn't built out of positivity like I thought it would, but kind of out of negativity, which is interesting to say the least. I started getting frustrated my first year working with kids because I realized how many people in education are not really advocating for their students. Now, I mean this in a sense of I saw a lot of things going on and I just kind of felt like I was standing on the sidelines like, hello, why is no one helping? So I found myself popping into the office, talking to students who maybe made poor choices. I tutored kids from other classes and the middle school, high school side. Like I really found myself trying to hang on to those kids that I felt were drowning in the system. There's only so many teachers that are willing and able to kind of go out of their way to help kids in this way. And I thought that that was wrong. So through these experiences and me being frustrated every day, like, oh my God, why is everyone just letting this happen? I found myself motivated by advocacy. I know it's that like big scary word, right? Advocacy. But I kind of just want to bring it down for a second. I felt like those kids were my kids. I spoke up for them. I took time tutoring them. I made sure that they ate and they were medically okay. I had a student with like an earache for 3 months. I made sure he saw the nurse often and it was all taken care of. I think I realized as a teacher, you have the ability to let students slide, right? Because no one's watching over your shoulder constantly. And I think that kind of sucks. It's the little things that I noticed that made me upset when I saw teachers letting students kind of slide out of their class. And instead of just sitting and pouting, I did. I helped. I spoke up. I stuck my nose in other people's business and their students' businesses. And that's how I found out my why. And my why is, I'll give you the interview version, is I advocate for kids. Because even though they're able to speak, that doesn't mean that they're advocating for themselves. I am a full 150% believer that the notion of we can't save them all is complete baloney. Every kid should succeed. Every kid should be given the chance to come to school and feel safe and loved and respected and supported. I don't think it's ever too late to guide a student towards working towards their success. And as a teacher, I want to advocate for them and all students that they're being treated properly, given the tools to succeed, and respected. And honestly, I kind of figured this out when I was student teaching. My resident teacher really kind of guided me towards, okay, what's in my control that I can help? And instead of just kind of talking about it, I did. I did what I could to kind of positively impact the kids I was around. Okay, Ellie, that's great. Love the story, but it doesn't help me. Okay, let me try to guide you towards what your why is. First, some general questions to get you thinking. What do you do that helps other people? What would your students or kids say is the best part about you? What are some of the best days you've had? Why? If you find yourself going into teaching, like without working in a class yet or experience, your why might be different. It might be because of a teacher you know, a teacher you had. Anything that you've experienced can be your why. You know, if you've worked in a school, is it the education? That's the first one. Do you love learning or teaching or seeing your students smile and light up when they get a concept? Do you love teaching and solving those mistakes and working through the problems? Your why might be the institution of education. You know, you respect it, you admire it, and you want to open those doors for other students. Or your why could be you love learning, right? So the exploration of getting somewhere, doing a fun activity. You could be the mad scientist of the school, right? Constantly creating new and engaging ways to get your kids excited about learning. Your why might be the learning process. Or do you love school? Do you love the place and the teachers and the structure and the students? You know, this was me at first. I loved walking into that school. I'd open the wire gates and kids would come running up to me, my first graders. Like they were my mini cheerleaders and I was there. All the joy you get and give from teaching, the smiles, the dancing, the laughter, the joy of a good grade, your why might be the environment. Now, if none of these really sound like you, that's totally okay. And I don't think it's fair for anyone, yourself included, to expect for your why to magically pop up. And you might not have one, and that's okay. It's not going to be this beautiful, politically correct statement. I think as we grow and change, we might have a different why. It might be something we didn't expect. And I think it's important to just be okay with that. Okay, so I got my why. Now what? I encourage you to constantly remind yourself of your why. Teacher burnout is real, girlfriend. My first year student teaching, there were so many phone calls after school with my mom, like crying, like, oh my God, mom, I didn't pick the right career. There are so many problems. I just felt like I wasn't helping. But I kept reminding myself of why. I put up cute quotes around my desk, the class, my notebooks. I listened to positive stories and TED Talks and even music that related to my why. I surrounded myself with reminders of why I chose to be a teacher. A year ago, one of my students was taking a test and I had a parent take a picture of him. And the student, there's a long story with him, but he's sitting down with his face kind of scrunched up in this focused look with a pencil in his hand taking a math test. Thinking about that picture could literally bring tears to my eyes right now. So I printed that out and that's also on my desk. Find your why. Find those students that remind you why you want to be a teacher. If it's a look, if it's a giggle, it's a smile. Try to keep reminding yourself of those beautiful moments in teaching. Even if you don't have it yet, find a bunch of stuff to remind you why you do this. You know, a cute quote from Pinterest on your desk can go a really long way when you're having a rough day. Okay, so now I got my why, or I know it's okay not to have one. I know how to use it, how to get one. I want you to remember one last thing. Knowing your why as a teacher is just as important as reminding yourself that you're just human. You won't be able to help in this grand gesture of changing everyone's lives. You need to remember your abilities start with you. What can you do to help? I know it's easy, especially for us teacher advocates, to get kind of caught up in Google, like, oh, what if I could do this or reach out to this organization or do that? Some nights I looked up adoption papers. I was like 22 at the time and realized that I kind of lost sight of my why and what's within my control. It's there to guide you, but don't let it consume you. It's just a reminder of what we're doing, like a compass, you know? It guides you down the correct path. It gives you confidence and reasoning and always a comeback to an idea or thought you have. I hope this helped, and even if you listened and still have no idea what your why is, it doesn't matter. You'll find it. And more important, you chose to teach. You chose to be a teacher. You could have been 1,000 things, but you chose this profession. And I think that alone speaks volumes. Thanks for listening.